At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to Sisterhood Tea Party. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Stephanie. And today's episode is all about fall friendship rituals, the cozy, cute, and sometimes chaotic things that make this season feel special with the people that we love.
We're talking about the things we do every fall and the things that we wish we did, because something about fall just makes us want to text the entire group chat and say, let's romanticize our lives together immediately.
Yes, the full cozy fall experience. But first, let's chat about what's top of mind for us. Are we in full fall mode yet or not?
I feel like I'm easing into it. So I started rewatching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is like the spooky version of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I love it. And I've also bought 3 fall candles so far, and I may have started lighting one of them. And I also went to Michael's yesterday, and I checked out the fall decorations. But, like, I didn't buy anything yet. So it's definitely top of mind for me, but I'm just kind of, like, dipping my toe in, like, not full-blown in it. But, like, what about you? Are you in the full fall yet? Is that, maybe that sounds like full fall, but I promise it's not. Or are you holding back?
It's really giving that you are, you've really dived that you're in. That's what it seems like.
I'm not mad about it. I did that, but I promise it's not. It's not full. This is me holding back. Just wait.
Right now for me, I am just ready for fall weather. So that's where I'm at, because I'm still very much living in the very tail end of hot girl summer. Like, it's basically over at this point. So I'm just ready for actual fall weather. Okay. I'm talking true fall weather. And for Texas, it's very different. But I want 60 degree weather that I can wear cute little sweat sets and be comfortable. I want to go on what I like to call a cozy walk, where I can wear a sweatshirt on my walk and not feel like I'm overheating. That is what I'm ready for. And so until then, I'm not full fall. Like, I can't get into it until the temperature drops.
When does it usually get that temperature in Texas? Like, do you have to wait a long time, or is it like it's coming?
December.
Oh, no. You're like, fall starts in December, and then we're...
At this point, no. So to be fair, there are moments where it does kind of dip down, but I'm getting a little bit nervous because we actually never really hit a full, like a true summer where we were in like triple digits for a very long time. So it just makes me wonder about how fall is going to be. We may get lucky and see some temperatures drop sooner than we think, but it's hard to know. So I don't know. So until then, I'm just like... praying that it just drops, because I'm ready to actually enjoy the season and like have sweatshirt weather and just live my best life.
There's always like that like couple weeks or even longer sometimes where I'm like, okay, I'm breaking out the fall sweaters, but I'm sweating because I'm like in denial. Like, it can't be this hot. I need to be full fall. I'm just going to sweat under here.
Yes. I feel like 2 times a year here, there is that weather where it's cooler in the mornings, so you put on the sweater and you're dressed up nice and cozy. And then by midday, it hits back up to like 80s again. You're like, well, that was fun while it lasted. So I feel like that's how it's going to be. So right now it's still summer, and then we're going to have like our first little dip of fall. And then there's like second summer that'll come back for like a brief second, and then it will drop again. So it's a roller coaster of emotions and seasons and temperatures. I just got to buckle up and get ready.
Manifesting that weather for you. I love it.
Thank you. So let's get into the details though. Let's talk fall rituals.
Okay, yes. First, what are your go-to fall friendship rituals? Like, these are the things that you're making sure that you're getting the girls together to do. Like, are you doing pumpkin patches, costumes? What are your go-tos?
Oh, yes, girl. You know, I feel like a lot of my friends and I, we thrive in the fall. We really do, because this is just where we come out and we're like, we're doing all the things. So right now, we've actually started a little movie club. So we are taking it upon ourselves to go to the movies at least once a month, but we're also going to, you know, have movie nights at our friends' houses too. So that's one. Also, girls' days on a patio. So picture this, friend. Okay. It is low 70s. Okay. A slight breeze in the air. Okay. We're cozied up in our cute little outfits. We're sitting on a patio, drinking a cocktail or mocktail, and just enjoying the weekend. Okay. That's the vibe. And whether it's on a just a regular patio or a winery patio, that is what we're channeling. And then
I'm obsessed.
We take a stroll. Yes, right? It's amazing. Taking a stroll downtown somewhere, and we're just going into different shops and grabbing cute little snacks and pies and ice cream and whatever, just truly taking in fall. Oh, I love it so much. But also, we've done this the last couple of years. We've gone to the Arboretum here, and every year the Arboretum will have these cute little fall installations that'll be like a little mini pumpkin patch, and there's like some other fall decor and things that are set up. It's actually really, really cute. The Arboretum is beautiful in general. So we take it upon ourselves to get dressed up in our cute fall outfits, even though it's hot. And we're going to go out there, take the fall pics, walk around a little bit, and then call it a day. So that's, those are our.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. That's our must do's. That's what's definitely happening this fall. What about you?
Oh my God. Okay, wait, before I share mine, I need to like unpack this. It sounds so cute.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I know there's so many things.
Yeah. Why is there not a Hallmark movie about this? And whole, like, this is like the perfect experience, like walking downtown and doing the little shopping. I'm seeing scenes like that. So cute. Also, what is the Arboretum you said? What is that? Is that like a garden place or something?
Yeah, it's basically a giant garden, and it is gated. You have to, some people have memberships that they go in whenever they want. But otherwise you pay a fee and you have the access to the entire garden. People go there to walk and read and just hang out, do different events. I've seen people get engaged there, married, take grad pictures there. It's a beautiful place. And there's tons of different areas of like florals and different greenery, and there's places of water and stuff like that. It's a really nice place, but every year they'll do different installations. So they'll do something for fall. They'll do it again for the holiday season. And they'll do some other stuff throughout the year as well, but it's really cool. And I'm always about it. I'll pay the fee to go in there and take pics. I don't care.
Yeah, of course. I can't wait to see the pics.
It's for the experience. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. It's the vibes. It is the vibes. It's the always vibes. About the vibes.
Always about the vibes.
Okay, so my fall vibes and must-dos and things that I want to do. There's a lot. It's a laundry list. Mm-hmm. Because this is my season, okay? Spooky season, October's very own, my birthday month, it's October. Like, it's the whole thing, right? So, like, must-dos that I'm actually really excited about because some of these I still will do with my husband, but I'm excited because I have a little bit of a friend group going now. I'm going to get to do all these things with friends. But number one, haunted houses. Love a haunted house. Like, I want to be best friends with all of the people, all of the actors at haunted houses. Like, they are, I just smile. I'm the person that goes to the haunted house and I'm like, yes, you're killing it. I'm just like, I'm obsessed. They're so in character. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much for scaring me. I love haunted houses.
I just see you being like, great work. Like 10 out of 10.
Literally, that's me. It's so funny. And then have to do costumes. My husband and I dress up every year. You know, we go all out. Last year we did Napoleon Dynamite and Uncle Rico. It was hilarious. We haven't decided what we're going to do this year, but definitely going to do costumes. Definitely going to go out in them. Another like ritual that I do both with friends and with my husband and by myself, because again, this is like my season. Halloween movies. I have a list of Halloween movies. I try to get together with my friends every year and do like a Halloween night, and we do like charcuterie boards. Like one year I made a Hocus Pocus charcuterie board for it. And then we like, and then we make drinks and we like do the whole Halloween movie thing. I love your idea of movie club nights because I'm like, ooh, can I make that an ongoing tradition?
Yes.
I love that. 100%. That's so cute.
Yes. Like, it's not trademarked yet. So go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. I will give you the credit, but great.
It wasn't even my idea, so I can't even take the credit. I'm just part of the club.
I love it. And then for this year, things I want to do. One, a couple friends and I have already decided we're going to do this like spooky candle making. So we ordered these spooky candle making kits. They're like a cauldron and like, it's like super cute. And we're going to do like a night where we probably put Halloween movies on and like, maybe we'll do charcuterie boards that night. I don't know. And we're going to make the candles. And then I couple years ago, I went to a Halloween pop-up bar and I loved it. So I want to try to find that again. And then I'm doing a birthday party this year. I'm very excited for that. So I want to do Sex and the City themed, where everyone dresses super bougie, like fancy city vibes, and do a nice dinner. And then also, I've done this a couple years too, and I want to do it again this year, is themed photo shoots. So where you dress up in a different theme. So I've done the ghost sheets one. I've done the witches in the forest one. I don't know what we're going to do this year, but that's another thing I really want. And it's so fun to do because like you said, for the content, for the vibes, like, why not? It's so fun. Maybe we'll do like pumpkin heads this year. I don't know. It'll be cute.
I freaking love this list. Okay. We have to also unpack this too, because it reminded me of something when you said the candle making. I want to know more about that because that's so cool. It reminded me of another thing that we had done in the past too. We had decorated pumpkins, but it wasn't just carving. We took these, I forgot what it was. It was like this paint kit that had florals on it. And we just decorated pumpkins with like the florals instead. It was like a little bit. Yeah. So we had like a little bit of a vibe there. So that reminded me of that. But did you just order the kit from Amazon, or like, how did you?
It wasn't Amazon. It's like a company that special. I'll find out and we can list, put it in the show notes and I'll send it to you. But my friend found it, and like, you can, well, you can go in person and do it, or they can send you the kit at home, but it's in like another state. It's not in Colorado. So I don't know like where they're based out of, but I will. Yeah, I'll send it. It's just like a company that sells them.
No, I love that. That sounds like so much fun. But I'm also loving, first of all, the birthday party. There are so many things I have to unpack about this, because this is just the ultimate fall list. The birthday party theme is just, it's giving what I know you're going to eat. I know. Thanks, girl. I already know.
I have outfits picked out in my car as potential. Like,
I already know it's going to be so good. Girl, don't hold back. Don't hold back. I'm ready. Don't hold back.
Wait.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. I may have to pull up for this. I don't know. I may have to pull up for this.
No, really. No, I was like telling my husband, I was like getting like my list of like invites ready. And he's like, maybe you should invite like Steph and Carlin and Olivia and like my friend Eamon, who lives in New York. And I was like, well, it's like really far just for a birthday party. I don't know. And I don't want to put too much pressure. And he's like, just invite him. So like, of course just y'all are invited.
Yeah. As long as I'm able to make it happen, I will be there, because I'm like, that's a vibe. That's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. I'll send you the details.
I love it. I'm so excited. All right, friends. It's time for our favorite game. What's the ick? Okay. But specifically though, is a fall ritual or a trend that gives you the ick. All right, let's stir the apple cider a little bit. All right, Jess, go ahead.
Okay. No, I love fall. You all know this, obviously. I'm obsessed. However, I am a spooky girl fall. So my fall ick is farmhouse fall decor. Okay.
Can you elaborate on what that looks like?
Happy to. Okay, if your fall decor if your fall decor is not spooky, and instead it's giving like cheery pumpkin patch, it's giving just like cutesy pumpkins and orange leaves, like fake leaves all over your house, like it's giving Handmaid's Tale. Okay. I don't want to see your little pumpkin truck sitting there. Like, no, I want a skull. I want your spell book. I want dead body parts hanging around your house. Like, I do not want farmhouse fall decor. It's, like I said, it's giving Handmaid's Tale. I don't like it. It's my ick.
So my it's fall y'all pillow is not good enough for you?
No, don't. No. Burn it.
You see, I knew this was going to come up because I the farmhouse fall stuff. I think it's cute. But within reason. Okay, I'm not talking like decorate your entire home with the lights and all those things. Like, just like the tiny little things that like make it cute. I don't know. But I can't put spooky shit up, okay? I can't do that. Okay, I can't invite like that energy scare into my home. I can't do that. So I can't. So you know what? The farmhouse shit has to come in. So I need it's fall, y'all, instead of happy Halloween shit. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay to be wrong, but I will admit, a couple years ago, my husband wanted to try the fall stuff. He was like, can we just do it for a little bit before all the spooky stuff? And I was like, ugh. But I was like, you know what? Let me give you like a week of this. So he went out and bought like these, like, I was like, you pick it out. I don't like any of it. He bought some stuff. I literally think it stayed up for 1 week. And I was like, I cannot. We gave half of it away. And then he keeps a couple things in his office for himself. But no, it's like you'll see my decorations, but it's like, I put like a whole thing together. It's very spooky. It's like a witch's bench kind of vibe going on with like the spider webs and everything. So, yeah.
I mean, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That opinion is fine. But like, I think that also fits your vibe. Like,
no doubt.
I can't see you doing the fart. Like, that doesn't fit and that doesn't make sense for you. The spooky, witchy stuff, like, that makes sense. And I think you do it well. If I'm being honest, I think you do it really well. Because I've seen your decor and I think it's cute.
Thanks, girl.
But I cannot do that. You can come on over to the
dark side if you want to. I'll teach you my ways. Okay, what's your fall ritual or trend ick?
Yeah, right now the ick. So I had to think about this because I was struggling. I was like, you know, I do like a lot of aspects of fall, but I'm like, what's one thing? So I like went specific and I went to food. And one food ick that I have about fall are caramel apples. And honestly, we're like apple flavored things. It's funny. I like apples in general, like the fruit itself, apples. I like when it comes like fallifying them, if you will. Fucking no, I don't want that. I'm not, especially the caramel apples, because I just don't understand the obsession of like dipping it in caramel, letting it harden up, and then you bite into it and you break a tooth. Like, I'm not about it. It's not my vibe. I don't like it. It's not my thing. I'm not into it. So hard pass.
Can I ask, do you like, are you good with like caramel apple scented candles, or those are also like a no-go?
That's a no for me, dog. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I like other fall scented candles, but not anything apple.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't hate caramel apples. It's not my go-to, but every once in a while, maybe once a season, I'll have one. They're massive. You can never finish them. I have like a couple slices of one, but that's fair. It's not my favorite candle either. I'm more of the pumpkin girly for the candles. So yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. I want a true fall. So like the pumpkin, all of those. Yeah, I'm about that. But just something about caramel apples, however you want to pronounce it. It's not giving what it needs to give. Mm-hmm. It's just not for me.
That's fair.
Okay. Now, friends, your turn. What are your fall friendship rituals?
Send us your favorite things to do with your girls this season, and bonus points if it's dramatic, chaotic, or weirdly wholesome.
DM us at Sisterhood Tea Party, comment, tag us, send us a voice note. We love a voice note, so please send them. And maybe we'll do a roundup episode with your ideas.
So now it's time for our last drop of tea for the day. Stephanie?
The best rituals don't require a Pinterest board. They just require showing up, cozy socks and all. And if all else fails, light a candle, send a thinking of you text, and plan a soup night. The fall vibes will do the rest.
Stay cozy, friends. Bye.